Hello, class of Anthropology 303, professionally known as Cultural Diversity. In this podcast, we're going to discuss the role of media and how it has an impact in culture. In order to do so, I'm going to define a couple terms, those two terms, of course, being media and culture. So to define media, I would put it as the main means of mass communication. Some examples of media are all going to encompass things such as newspapers, television, computers, phones, etc. All of that would be all of that is a form of media. Culture is an umbrella term that encompasses the social behavior and norms found in societies, as well as the knowledge, beliefs, customs, and habits of these individuals in certain societies. So I'm going to go through a few questions throughout this podcast. And the first one is, how does the media affect culture? And as you guys know, we have come a long way technologically since the telegraphing technology that was created in the mid-1800s to today, where we have cell phones and almost any kind of information that we need or want right at the tip of our fingertips. So with the ever-changing technology, or the technological advances that we've made as a society, we can see that it has had cultural impacts and societal impacts as well. And one of the first thing that comes to my mind in terms of how media is related to culture, I would like to first discuss how media can actually be a tool that can create unity. First and foremost, like the Olympics, the showing of the Olympics that we discussed previously in this semester, that showing of the Olympics and everything brings people together, communities from around cultures from around the world are on display for the entire world to see, as well as athletes and, you know, watchers. Everyone comes together in support for their team or, their culture, their community. However, just as it causes unity, it can also cause division. And I think that we've seen a lot of that, especially within this past year, given the election, the radical left versus radical right, the discrimination and racism that we have seen throughout the year and throughout the years, really. And what's concerning, or maybe not even so much concerning, but worth noting at the very least, is who controls the media, or rather how the media controls the information that is being given to the general public. We have a lot of confliction because of the misinformation being given, especially politically. Certain news networks have certain stories that take one perspective versus other news stations that have a differing opinion, and so the information they use skews the information that the other news outlet is giving, and it just causes a bunch of division. And I think that we've seen that growing and growing each more as the years have gone on. So moving forward, I'm going to attempt to identify how culture is portrayed in media. And of course, this is going to vary, depending on what kind of things you watch and whatnot. But I think it's a good idea to explore this this question, because, it, like I mentioned earlier, shows or games, really, such as the Olympics or really any professional sports show, there is a representation of all these different cultures that, and this portrayal of these cultures allows for other cultures and other communities to be able to have a perspective or have form their own opinions or form their own thoughts about this culture. So the perception of cultures in media is definitely important. So moving forward, how has society changed due to the media? I think society has changed a lot. Like I mentioned earlier, we've come a long way from the telegraphing technology that was created back in the mid-1800s. Now we have instant access to all the information we want to know right at our fingertips. So I think that this is a good thing. However, knowledge and having access to this kind of information does not translate into understanding. And so I think that's a big thing to note, is that just because we have this access to information, it doesn't mean that people are understanding this information any better. But at least it's there so that they can, do their own research and create their own opinions on it. And I think society's changed a lot over the years as the media and communication and all the technological advances that we've made have changed. I keep mentioning the phones, but I think that's one of the biggest changes that we've seen in societies and in cultures, is that people are, yes, they're having more communication because of this easier way of communicating, but there's also been research that shows that that the newer or younger generations are having more of a difficult time in face-to-face communication, and in part due to because of how we are used to, texting or being on the phone as ways of communication. And I think that's also another thing, is that given this type of media, this, over the phone, texting, social medias and whatnot, it's hard to grasp sometimes the meaning of what people are saying, because there is a lack of that emotion and visual cues that are missed that would be seen in person. So I think that relationships, societies, communities, cultures have been affected by this shift towards a more technological way of communicating versus the traditional face-to-face. Lastly, how are people treated because of the media and culture? I do believe that media can influence the way people are treated in different cultures. For example, one of the things that has been on the TV and has been a big, talking point throughout the year and throughout the past few years, actually, is the police brutality. And now cops are being treated differently because of everything that's been going on, because of how the media has been portraying these events that have been taking place. But not only are cops being treated, everybody is actually being treated differently, from the black community to the white community. People are getting these negative perceptions towards one another based on the information that they are obtaining from various media sites or sources. So I think that media is definitely can definitely influence the way people are treated. And I think it hasn't ever been more relevant or more noticeable until now. So overall, I think that media can definitely influence and impact cultures, and the way that cultures are perceived. But it can also help us understand other cultures and understand what's going on around the world. And I believe that as media continues to change and evolve, so will cultures. And we will, I guess we'll find out what that means in the future. All right. Thank you for listening, and you guys take care.